Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today's In Focus has some good news for seniors who want to learn more about navigating our healthcare system. My guests Jay Young and Bob McGarrity are with CareBridge Community Support. Jay is the Wellness and Community Coordinator and Bob is Board Chair. So welcome to you both. Hi, how are you?
Very well, Linda. Yourself?
Great. Very well. Thank you. So, Jay, let's start with you. Could you give us a little bit of background on CareBridge, a little overview, who you are, what you do?
Well, CareBridge is a community supporter organization that has been around for quite some time and works with various populations in the community. They work with seniors services. They provide affordable housing to local residents, and they work with the developmental services community as well. And community development is a big part of what I do, and it is a big part of what CareBridge does. In fact, it's at the heart of what we do. We champion community building events, support neighborhood projects, celebrate diversity, and empower residents to live independent, connected lives in their community.
Busy time. You cover a lot of things, it sounds like.
Yes.
So today we're talking about a new offering that you have called Navigating the Healthcare System for Seniors, Families, and Caregivers. Jay, would you like to speak to that part of what we're going to be talking about today for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to, Linda. Thank you. We're offering a two-part series called Navigating the Healthcare System for Seniors, Families, and Caregivers. It's going to take place on March 23rd and 30th. From 10 a.m. to 12 noon. We're going to offer a wide range of speakers that will help seniors to access services, everything from finding a doctor to advanced care planning, accessing mental health services, Alzheimer's outreach, hospice and caregiver support. And we're also going to have a representative from the Ontario Health team that will be fielding questions from seniors as well at the end of each session.
Now, who is part of the health team? Who makes that up?
Jane Torrance will be representing the local health team for Leeds, Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville, and she'll be giving the seniors the opportunity to speak to her and ask questions about how the new orientation of the Ontario Health is rolling out and how that impacts their lives.
Okay, great. Now this is a two-part series, right? And it's virtual via Zoom.
Yes.
Plus the presentation. Let's get into, after we bring Bob on, let's talk a little bit about the topics that are going to be covered and maybe the speakers, if you have that information available. And we'll talk about the pre-registration as well a little bit later on. Is that okay, Jay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Bob, let's bring you in here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with CareBridge.
Oh, okay. Well, professionally, I'm a financial advisor. I've been doing that for over 30 years. My role within CareBridge is I'm a volunteer, but I'm a board member, and I happen to be the current board chair, and I've been board chair for 3 years.
So why did you want to join CareBridge? In one easy sentence.
I believe in giving back to the community. And what I knew when I joined, it was Mills Community Support. And I just liked the way they operated, the impact that they had in the community. I thought that I've always had to be proud of an organization that I was working with. And I'm extremely proud to be representing CareBridge.
That sounds pretty good. So you're offering a new monthly information program. Tell us about that.
Sure. We're calling it CareBridge Coffee Break, and it's we sort of view this as a complement to our annual seniors expos that we usually run in September. Now, one of the issues with COVID is that we haven't been able to run seniors expo the last 2 years, and we won't be able to run it again this year. So we wanted to be able to reach out and connect, still be able to connect with our seniors. And what we decided to do was create this event. And again, monthly, we are going to take the summers off, but starting in April, April 6th will be the first one. And it's just an information session that we'll be providing And we're going to do it in a hybrid format where we will be running it out of the Stan Mills Lounge in Mississippi Mills. And we'll be able to entertain, I think, about 35 people at the beginning, but we're also going to be streaming this event as well for those people that are still more comfortable streaming for the next little while and not wanting to be around too many people. So we wanted to take that into consideration. What we're going to be doing is highlighting some of the social groups within our area. And so we'll be promoting them at each session, and then we'll be bringing in one or two speakers where there'll be information such as in April, we're going to be talking about probate and are there ways to, like, what it is and are there ways to minimize it. May, we're going to be having a discussion with the OPP and Crime Stoppers. And then in June, we're going to be having a presentation from the local LGBT community, and then a speaker coming in to talk about how to select retirement homes and what they can offer.
Right. And that'll be your last one, and then take a break for the summer and back in October, in September again?
September. We'll probably get this going in September.
Oh, sounds good. So yeah. It's called CareBridge Coffee Break. It's going to be monthly.
Yeah, and we're doing this in collaboration with Age-Friendly North Lanark as well.
Right, exactly. Now, who is part of Age-Friendly North Lanark? Caught you by surprise there.
Yeah, I might have to toss this one over to Jay, because I think he'd be more familiar with all the names. I give you the origins to it, but...
Yeah, well, that's okay. It's an organized... It's a group that's come together over the last few years. Jeff Mills, the director of community engagement at CareBridge, pulled together a group of those interested in creating an age-friendly community in Alma or in Mississippi Mills. And he's pulled together a great group of people, a very diverse group of local, mostly seniors and volunteers, who are coming together to put together various programs that will help Mississippi Mills become more of an age-friendly community. One thing that we've created is an age-friendly directory to offset the lack of having a seniors expo. Now we're offering many of the organizations and practitioners and services in the area that would have been at the seniors expo, but now they're in a print form or a digital form at this point. For seniors to access information about local services. And that's right. Just one aspect of what the Age Friendly North Lanark is doing.
Okay. And that's great. You know, Jeff Mills, good friend of ours, he's so good at pulling all these people together, isn't he?
Indeed.
Anyway, we've got to give a shout out to Jeff today for sure.
We do. Right. And a well-deserved one as well.
Absolutely. So yes, and I think the community is really going to miss this, the expo, the seniors expo, because it's been well attended, right? So isn't it great that you people are putting all these other things together to try to, you know, fill that gap this year? So Bob, let's come back to you. This is a new monthly thing starting April the 6th. That's a Wednesday,
that's right.
I think.
Yep.
It's called Probate 101. And you're leading that first one, are you?
I am.
Good.
Yes.
As the financial guy. Why not?
Exactly. Seemed to be a good fit.
Yes, doesn't it, though? Okay. So it's in person and via Zoom. In
that's
person,
right.
If you want to go to the Stan Mills Center. Where is the Stan Mills Center? That's new, isn't it? Fairly new?
Yeah, fairly new. It's about, I guess, 2 years old at this point. It's part of the 411 Country Street area that we own and operate. Mm-hmm. So it's just attached to that.
Right. And maybe that's a new name, perhaps. Newish.
Yeah, we've just renamed it. Well, once CareBridge rebranded as CareBridge from Mississippi Mills, one of the things that we did was we wanted to still maintain that Mills connection to actually Jeff Mills' father. And so because he was one of the original directors at the time, Elmont Community Development Corporation. So we thought, out of respect for him, we renamed that new facility as the Stan Mills Center. So it's just off of 411 Country Street.
Very nice. Now, there's a pre-registration for that, I would imagine. Is there for each one every month?
Yes, there will be, because again, we're going to be limiting our capacity in person until, well, hopefully COVID disappears. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be, I think the facility holds about 75 people, but we're going to cap it at about 35 for the first few months just to see how it plays out. So yes, mm-hmm. there'll be online registration. We'll be probably launching that, I believe, this week from our Facebook, the CareBridge Facebook mm-hmm. page. We'll be posting it there so that you can do that online registration. And then once we get up to 35, we're going to stop the online, but everyone will get the Zoom link so that sure. they can attend virtually.
Sure. And spread them out when they do go in person.
Yes, yeah. exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, space them out. So the registration, is that with you, Jay?
Yes, it is. And I would be the person to contact for registration for both events, for the Navigating the Healthcare System, which is happening on the 23rd and 30th, and then for the ongoing series for the CareBridge Coffee Break.
Okay, we'll cover that, the pre-registration address, just before we're finished here. Sure. Let's talk again about the series, the two sessions, March 23rd and 30th. What's going to be talked about on the 23rd? They're both Wednesdays, right?
And yes, they are. Wednesdays from 10 to noon, although okay. We realize that we're going to offer opportunities for questions and answers, and at the end of each we'll have Jane Torrance with us, as I said, fielding questions. So we understand that it may go a little long, but mm-hmm. into the noon hour, so it shouldn't be too impactful on people's schedules.
Sounds good. So what's happening then on March 23rd, on the first one coming up next Wednesday?
On the 23rd, we'll be having Sarah Byrne, Meredith Cullen from their primary outreach to seniors team from ConnectWell. We'll be presenting on primary care and outreach to seniors. No surprise there. Mm-hmm. We'll also have the Lanark County Mental Health will be represented, presenting on accessing mental health services. The presenter is still to be determined, but we will have somebody there for them following up after ConnectWell. After that, we have Dr. Marianne Murray, will be presenting on advanced care planning, particularly around the power of attorney process. Then we will have from Alzheimer's Society, Alicia Currier, who will be presenting on Alzheimer's outreach. And then following that, we'll have Maureen Hampton from ConnectWell again, presenting on the community volunteer income tax program that they run. And then we'll wrap up the day again with Jane Torrance.
Right. Okay. So you've just covered, have you, March 23rd and 30th sessions when you were describing who was
speaking?
That's
just 23rd. Oh, that's just the 23rd. We're having relatively brief introductions to what these various organizations can offer to seniors. So it's about 10 minutes per presentation, mm-hmm. and then about 5 minutes for a Q&A. So all the presenters realize that we're trying to get as much information out to seniors as we can. It's kind of like the idea of the expo, where right. seniors can go and get a lot of information in a short amount of time and get what they need.
That sounds like an awful lot of information for one session, but it does go for 2 hours. So,
yes.
Well, you'll certainly get your money's worth, so to speak. It is yeah. free, though, isn't it?
It is free. No, right. No money required.
That's great.
Would you like me to tell you a bit about the 30th as well, then?
Well, sure. Why not? And people can look ahead. Oh, they can mark it on their calendars. Okay. Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. That day we'll have... from the North Lanark Home Hospice, we'll have Colleen Meisen presenting. She's their program coordinator. We'll also have Hannah Larkin from the Elmont General Hospital talking about access to leaving the hospital and what that process looks like. Also, we'll have from Rideau Community Health Services someone presenting on the from their memory nurse, and they'll be presenting on brain health and wellness and what to do to get to access that, and a little bit also about the Healthcare Connect system and how folks can access a primary provider. Beyond that, we'll also have the Suzanne Rintoul from the Perth Enrichment Program will be presenting, which offers a respite program for care providers and offers the program for those with dementia and Alzheimer's. Also, we'll have Marilyn Bird, who's presenting from Lanark Transportation about transportation services in the area.
My goodness, you've covered everything, it sounds.
We tried. I'm sure there's lots more out there, but we did our best to pull together a lot of the community resources that seniors will need.
You certainly have. We have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to say, would like to talk about that I haven't asked that we haven't covered yet?
Jay, maybe you want to talk about the Ukrainian fundraisers that we've got going.
Could. I believe Jeff has already done some mention of that on Lake, if I'm not mistaken, around that. But CareBridge has been doing some Ukrainian support efforts and taking donations through CareBridge that we'll get to the Ukrainian relief efforts that we're trying to put together in the region.
Amazing. Is there anything you people don't do there? At CareBridge. It sounds like you're so busy. You do so much for the community. It's really amazing. I'm always really blown away by it.
Now you know why I'm proud to be a volunteer there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we try to do as much as we can.
Anyway, I just wanted to sort of recap on that. Coming up 23rd of March and the 30th, the two sessions. For registration for that, you can email jyoung@carebridge.ca. And Jay, your phone number is 613-256-1031.
Yes, that's
correct.
My office number. Extension 215, yes.
215. I have 214 here, yeah. Sorry. Okay, 256 1031 extension 215. And that's Jay Young. That's Jay spelled out, that's your name, J-A-Y, Young. And also your email is just jyoung@carebridge.ca. And that's registration, that's the address to go, or the phone number to go for either one of the sessions, the one you're doing, Bob, April 6th, right?
That's right.
And also for the one March 23rd and the 30th as well.
Yeah.
Good? Okay.
Yep.
Anything else to add?
No, I think
covered everything. I guess you have.
Well, I will just note that you can go to the CareBridge website and access that seniors directory that or the age friendly directory we put together, and we also have an calendar of events on there that you can find out in our senior services section of the website.
That sounds good. I want to thank you both very much for doing this today.
Welcome. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
You're very
our
welcome.
Pleasure, Linda. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Always something good for seniors coming out of CareBridge community support. So thank you both very, very much. Thanks to Jay Young and Bob McGarrity of CareBridge. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.